Earlier this year, staff at the Danville Correctional Center in East Central Illinois removed more than 200 books from a college in prison program's library. Most of the books dealt with race. Prison officials say they removed the books because they weren't properly reviewed, but Illinois Newsroom obtained emails that show at least some of the books were approved to enter the prison. Jacqueline Woodson's book, Visiting Day, is among the books that were removed. It's a children's book about visiting an incarcerated parent. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines asked Woodson why she wrote the book.
So I wrote Visiting Day because when I was growing up, my uncle was incarcerated and we were never allowed to talk about it. And as a kid, I didn't understand. I mean, we adored him. We went to visit him once a month. And yet there was all this shame around his incarceration that didn't make sense to me. And so when I became an adult and saw there were no books about people who were living with the trauma of incarceration, and given the prison industrial complex and mass incarceration and the school to prison pipeline and all of these ways in which brown and black bodies get into prisons, I thought that was kind of a travesty. And so I wanted to write a book that was a mirror for myself as a young person and for the many people who don't see themselves reflected in literature, and because of that have this level of shame about thinking they're the only ones, even as we know the narrative of our country and what's happening with mass incarceration. So it's not only a book that I saw as for young people who are dealing with having family members and loved ones in prisons, but also for people who have no clue what that's like.
And what's your reaction to the fact that this book was removed from a prison library in Illinois?
It's heartbreaking and it's not surprising. I think there are organizations that are trying to do this work to empower people who have been incarcerated and while they're incarcerated and try to get them ready for coming back into the world. I think we also live in a system where there is a prison industrial complex. And because of that, of course, they're not going to want them to be empowered. Of course, they're not going to want them to learn more. Of course, they're not going to want them to have the tools they need for the outside world. Of course, they're not going to want them to see mirrors of themselves in literature. So I'm not stunned by it. I'm completely heartbroken. Of course, it makes me want to do everything I can to change that narrative. I think that's every artist's desire, to change a broken narrative, which the prison system is.
The Illinois Department of Corrections publication review policy says that reading material that is obscene, incites violence, or is otherwise a threat to security may be barred from a prison. What is your reaction to the fact that staff at the Danville prison removed a book like Visiting Day?
It's interesting that they would think children's books would incite violence, first and foremost. I mean, Visiting Day is a picture book targeted at everyone who wants to read it, and mainly at kids between the ages of, I would say, 4 and 10 years old. So I would be hard-pressed to see where they find one of James Ransom's beautiful paintings in it, or the few words of mine that are in it, because it's one of my less text-heavy books, to be inciting anything but family pride. And it's so ridiculous that I can't even start from the letter A in talking about the senselessness of it. I think literature is powerful, and I think that what they are more afraid of is people seeing themselves in literature and knowing that they matter. And what these books are saying is, you matter, you have a right to be in the world, you have a right to have your ideas, you have a right to have literature in the space that you're existing in, you have a right to story. And I think that's scary for people in positions of power, because they don't want us to know how much we matter and how absolutely human we are.
That was Lee Gaines speaking with Jacqueline Woodson. She's the author of Visiting Day, which was removed earlier this year from a library inside the Danville prison. The Illinois Department of Corrections says it's willing to review the books that were removed and, if approved, return them to the library.